This is the BBC Home Service.
Hold it up to the light. Not a brain in sight.
Ah, John Fryer Sellers, taste this script.
What is that?
A freshly cooked version of...
Quatermass OBE.
This is the terror-stricken service of the BBC. Today, at approximately this afternoon, a discovery was made on the site of the Notting Hill Gate site of the government's new dig-up-the-roads plan for congesting traffic scheme. Workmen, in the absence of a strike, settled for work as an alternative. It was during this brief lull in high-powered inertia that Morris Onions, a scaffolder's knee-wrencher, stumbled across something he'd found. Ding-dong, billy-bong. I would like it known that though I read this stuff, I don't write it. Ba-bang!
Here, Julian.
What's
here, over here, mate. Here.
Coming back.
Get your trousers on, hurry, Julian. Look at this.
Oh, dear. Saints preserve us.
Hey, what's all this about?
What's
this
now?
Girl, that's a human skull.
Is it?
Aye. Must be a woman, the mouth's open.
Here. We'd better call an Irish doctor.
Yes, that's one.
Too late. Too late for that. It's a goner,
you. Oh, dear.
Oh, I need help at all.
Call the Chinese, please. Here, hold this whistle and play that note.
Listen. He's coming. He's almost here. He's arrived.
You were playing my song. I'm sorry I'm late, but the friend of the flounce, the clown, the nib of the plume.
I like the story.
Now, have a look at this by here. Gad, the head of a skull. I'd better take its fingerprints. Ladies and gentlemen, in my dual role as constable and announcer, I now assume the mantle of the latter, but only for a brief announcement. Next morning, after my report as a constable, a man and a woman from the Ministry of Certain Things were flown in from Battersea by road with a rug over their knees that travelled with them, poing.
Nick and Nick.
Nick and Nick.
Nick, 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 Nick. The paddy was in the back of the pond.
What are you doing, Mim? The dog's had four burns already. Three of them are mine, I tell you. Now look. Another one. Oh, look.
Oh. Lord Crum.
What?
This skull is 5 million years old.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear
Minnie.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Hen. It's nice of you to remember my skull. Thank you. Dig on, dig on. The power.
Aha.
Oh.
Min.
Oh.
Stop wallpapering my trousers while I'm straining with the trowel.
You must get a new pair, then. The pain's coming up the knees,
no? You had a return.
Coming up the knees!
Royal strains, I would say. I can't understand it, you know. These knees were hand-painted by Anna Gooney.
Sir, will it be long in restoration? Only to work with a waiter to start work at a tea break, to see?
This is a vital brown archaeological site, sir. It could be that on this very spot the first men existed. Can you see that this we've dug up just now? Do you recognize it?
It appears to be a piece of mud.
And there's more where that came from.
Now, look, I may be ignorant.
I'm sure you are.
Look, I will turn a deaf eye to all that nonsense.
It's a bunch of the crunk.
I was saying I don't see the archaeological importance of mud.
Oh, no, no.
Marnie.
Here comes Professor Ned Quatermass.
Whoopee!
Oh, it's me, Ned Quatermass, son of a scientist and doctor of darkness. Two for the price of one. Up, aye!
thank you. Now, what's all this about, eh? What?
Look at that. Something's under the ground.
It's hard. Here, pull back coconut tree while I have a look. This is a job for those sons of fun, the army.
Be free of them. Yeah. Now then, what's the trouble?
An exploded German bomb.
What? Send me practical lab. A two
rabbit tape. Sounds fine.
Dig it up with
the. Oh, I know. Thus, with 10 men holding 1 million shovels, they dug away in the direction of the thing. As they dug, the thing took shape. 20 foot long, red, as large as an engine boiler, with an entrance on the side and a sealed compartment in the front.
Oh, dear. Dear, dear, dear.
I don't like the look of it.
Well, we can't change it now. It's the only one we got.
Yes, there is something in what you say.
Yes, it can happen to the best of us.
Indeed it can.
Yes. Well, that seems to explore that argument in full, doesn't it?
But what is this thing?
Oh, funny thing.
It's a thing. Ming. It's a car singing. And stop flashing your insteps, Ming.
Oh. Well, we can't stand around here doing nothing. People will think we're workmen.
Ladies, how's the work going on that silly orbital bomb, eh? Oh, you were all frightened of nothing, you know.
This line the Major spoke from inside a suit of armor, inside a Cromwell tank.
You like it? I wear it all the time during explosions, you know.
It must be hell in there.
Listen. There's a chink in my armor.
In my capacity as announcer, I will say this. During the night, those concerned continued their dinging. Fatung!
Oh, listen.
There's no doubt about these rhythm skulls, I mean. They are 50 million years old.
Nonsense. According to my Quillipiac bones, in my opinion, these skulls were dropped by the Germans in 1943.
Unexploded German skulls? I hadn't thought of that.
Elephant soup with squad spuds.
I hadn't thought of that either.
Sabrina in the bath.
I do have some spare time.
I don't think she has. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, look. From the bones we've discovered, I have reconstructed an Irish stew.
And this is what prehistoric Irish stews look like.
Yes.
I knew it. We are all descended from Irish Jews. Oi, babe.
Listen. Someone's screaming in agony. Fortunately, I speak it fluently.
Oh, sir. Oh, me krills are plurned.
Such of a tang, what's up? Your boots have gone grey with worry.
I was inside the thing picking up prehistoric baggins when I spots a creature crawling up the wall. It was a weasel. And suddenly it went...
What a strange strange and horrible death.
Then I heard an hissing sound, and a voice say, Minardo.
Minardo? We must keep our ears, nose, and throats open for anything that goes Minardo.
Yes.
Be forewarned, sir. The Minardo is an ancient word that can be read in the Westminster's library, you know.
Well, so happens that I have a Westminster library on me, and Dad, look! There I am inside, examining an occult dictionary.
Oh, yes.
Minardo. Minardo. Min, 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 min.
Yes, 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 yes.
I feel an attack of conks coming on. Quick! The blinding!
Oh, boy. Now you know the real power of my conk.
Professor Quatermass is endeavoring to open the front compartment.
Now, workman, I want you to drill through this place here, you see?
No.
Now, you're sure you know all about using micro-radium tip drills for non-porous surfaces?
Oh, you're smart. I got a lot.
Right.
Okay, then. Okay, mine. Switch on.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah, but I'm willing to take a second opinion.
Look, there's a hole appearing.
Oh, let me look through. I specialize in appearing holes. Let me have a look. Oh, wow.
How can you see?
A glass eye.
What's the matter? Doesn't he trust you? I say. Can you smell something?
Yeah, yeah.
Major Bretton?
No. It smells like Irish stew.
Gag! My brain raced into various directions. The frontal lobes of Charing Cross and the Isle of Riddles of the Antipodes. Listen, the smell ties up with Minnie's replica of the Irish stew. Break the door down. With this break...
Leave it unmoved.
Thank you.
Oh, I know when I'm beaten.
Hold this coconut tree. Let me try.
It is open all the time.
Dear listeners, inside the seal compartment were the complete skeletons of 3 serge suits, along with the bones of a bowler hat.
Men, go and preserve these specimens in brown fume spirit and quilled leather on.
Sir, how afraid are they, Father?
It's daylight, Gus.
Oh, lovely. Have you any food? Have you some food down there? Any nice food? Any small chips and things?
Who is that hovering on the stairs?
That is the great international leaper and balloonist extraordinaire, Le Comte Viscomte de Comte Jim Wins. Moriarty, known as the Mantovani of Piccadilly. There he goes.
Good! Time for Rayington and the old Brandina!
The introductions he gives me.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best pal that you've ever had. There'll come a time, baby, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. Yes, you know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone away. After you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. You'll miss the best pal that you've ever had. I'll say that there'll come a time. Now don't forget it, baby. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you. Gentlemen. Thank you.
I sing melodies divine, melodies from old Ireland.
There he goes, the Webster Booth of Ghana.
We are now approaching the climax of this thrilling serial in one part. Around the great scarlet capsule, the entire cast are assembled. That's me in the wig.
My friend! You've just 1 hour to find out the origin of this giant scrimson scrimson screw. Yakabakakakoo. After that, they're letting the press it.
Yes, hurry up, man. I'm waiting for a headline.
Cad, it's a trilby hat on legs.
Steady on, my man. I am Ace Bluebottle. Known in Fleet Street as Scoop Bluebottle. Wonder Boy reporter.
What paper do you represent?
Brown paper. What is the weekly organ of the Finchley Beat Generation? Editors Bluebottle and Bluebottle. Headline, Boy Reporter Bluebottle Scoops. Headline, from under the nose of Lord Beavenbrook. Flashy, giant German bomber hoax. I did it in my spare time, says Sydenham, not Watchman. Quaggy. Sitting in his watchman's hat, Grahady, 67-year-old Tom Onions of Puker's Lodge, Mon, paid. It all comes so easy in the dark hours.
You're making it up.
Silence, man! Bend down! Oh. It's Professor Echo.
Oh.
The brains behind...
What? What's that?
The brains behind the Winscow disaster.
Oh.
Scoop! Professor Echo gives the Brown Paper Daily exclusive statement.
What?
Can I quote you on that, please?
No, my, what's a private?
Well, give us an exclusive statement, then, Crow.
Okay, then. I like chips in brown gravy.
Oh, that'll be good. Bless you. Hello? Give me the sitting desk.
Hello? Sitting desk, yeah?
Listen, Ed, Scoop Bottle here. See the front page.
What for, my lad?
Professor Eccles denies paternity case. I like chips in brown gravy, tell the judge.
Great work, kid. Keep it up.
Thanks, Ed. Now for the exclusive picture scene. Professor Quatermass pretends to sing and all the others put your fingers in your ears. Ready? Points. Super Junior candle flash gun with cardboard built-in trigger release. Say cheese. Who's been meddling with my scene equipment?
Gentlemen, the Count and I have the solution to the red capsule thing.
How do you know?
We have just watched the last installment on the television.
That reminds me, I must play my last installment on my television.
Fell rather flat, didn't it? Try singing it.
Anything to save it. that reminds me, I must pay the last installment on my television set. Oh.
No. Well, try it with full orchestral accompaniment.
That reminds me, I must pay the last installment on my television set.
Who threw that stuff at the gun?
Ken! Look what it is!
The phantom strikes again. Oh, it must be hell in there. And there's obviously more where that came from.
Now it's coming clearer.
Is it?
Yes. Poltergeist throws stuff about.
There must be the bad one.
This proves my theory. This gun capsule is a seat of spirit beings.
Sir, the gentleman the press is here. I tried to hold them back, but they burst through by putting money in the end.
Spoken like a true commissioner. All right, Gaz.
What?
He's been struck by a Neolithic Irish stew. It's the spirits at work again. There's only one answer. Eccles, prepare a series of TNT charges to destroy the thing.
Ah, I don't worry. I got a man fucking one of them.
Another one.
Preparations to explode the thing continued. For miles around, people had to be evacuated.
Yes, what is it?
I'm very sorry to knock you up so late.
They all say that.
have to be evacuated.
Oh. Come in. I'll just pack a few things.
Well,
at this point, the script was heavily censored. But we leave the ensuing silence for the listeners to imagine what followed.
You filthy swine! Back to your own bed.
Major, the dynamite's already in the train.
Oh, well, tell everybody to take cover.
Take cover, Major.
Thank you for telling me, lad. Get hold of this plunger.
Wow.
Stop! There's a man called Moriarty tied up inside the thing.
Yes, I know. It's all right, Ned.
All right, you've been blown to bits.
Don't worry, I have the Count heavily insured against such things.
No, I'm afraid I can't allow you to do such a thing.
£50 be enough.
Right. Come on, plunger! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
I forgot to connect it up.
Well, get over and fix it then.
I'm
nobody fix that plunger.
Hello? Imprudential Insurance? Can I take out another one of those policy things? Eccles, yes. Mad Dan Eccles. That's right. Another 50 be enough, Ned.
Uh-huh.
This is the flibby-dabby-dee service of the BBC. The giant capsule was today exploded and went bang. London transport experts have, however, discovered what the thing was. Apparently, the remains of the three blue serge suits found inside were, in fact, those of three sit-down tube strikers. And the capsule was a tube train that had been shunted into a siding and forgotten. The mystic word, Minador, was in fact the word, mind the doors. Not a very good end, but tidy, don't you think? Good night.
And there's more where that came from, Tim.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded programme starring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan with Ray Ellington and Max Geldray. The announcer was Wallace Greenslade, the music was by Wallace Stott and the script by Spike Milligan. The programme was restored by Ted Kendall and produced by John Browell.